It is the final look at sports this morning. The Etihad Stadium will bid farewell to Kevin De Bruyne tonight when City face Bournemouth in the Premier League. De Bruyne announcing last month that he will leave City after 10 years when his contract expires at the end of the season. City, of course, in the fight for a top five finish, which will see them qualify for the Champions League. City boss Pep Guardiola.
Kevin will get what he deserves. That is the best moment and the best compliment, his incredible trajectory and what he has done, that I said many times, with an incredible other legends in this club, will not be possible what they have done in these many, many years.
So kickoff in that one is at 9 p.m. Mamelodi Sundowns goalkeeper Dennis Onyango says winning this Betway Premiership title has been by far the toughest one in his career. Onyango now on 12 league titles after Sundowns lifted the Betway Prem on Sunday. It's 8 titles in a row for the Brazilians, 15 overall.
The 12th one, this one is good because we had challenges. I mean, everyone knows we had challenges of losing the cups and changing coaches here and there. But the target was to win the league, to stay in the Champions League and make history. It's going to be very difficult to find a team to win 8 in a row. Very, very difficult. But the mentality was right from the guys, regardless of who plays. Everyone must give his best, and I think Coach Cardoso has played everyone.
And then interesting time in the world of tennis. Arthur Ashe Stadium, the US Open Showcase Court, is said to be expanded as part of an $800 million renovation project at Flushing Meadows. It is the largest single investment in US Open history. It includes a plan to increase by 2,000 the capacity of the Arthur Ashe Stadium, which currently holds 23,771 and is the largest tennis arena in the world. The 2026 Six Nations set to begin on the 5th of Feb with the first ever Thursday night fixture between France against Ireland. The final round of matches will be held on the 14th of March with France hosting England, the Welsh playing Italy, and Ireland welcoming Scotland. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.